Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms. 99 cent any size, anytime on their coffee. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. I got to show some love for Janet Kennedy.
Yes.
She's a nana taking care of the grandkids every day.
Doing the work. You.
I mean, my mother-in-law is with my son right now. Just doing the work. You got to do the work, nana.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Okay. You're a lot cheaper than daycare.
Hey.
I spent every day after school with my nana and papa's house,
yes,
my whole childhood.
It's so awesome that you have them so close. That's
Janet, really will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All right, nana. We got 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy has stepped out of our studio and into that soundproof booth. She can't hear any of these questions or answers. She's got 2,874 wins, only 241 losses. Question number one. Melissa Fumero turned 37 yesterday. She plays Detective Amy Santiago on the TV show Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Who plays the lead, Jake Peralta, on that TV show?
I don't know.
All right, question number two. 8 years ago today, Kim Kardashian married NBA player Chris Humphries. They were famously married for a very short time. Was it 23 days, 72 days, or 100 days?
72.
That was days, not hours, right, Dan?
From what I hear, yes.
Question number three. Andrew Garfield was the forgettable Spider-Man between Tobey Maguire and Tom Holland, but his on-screen love interest was actually his girlfriend in real life at the time. Who is she?
I haven't a clue.
Question number four. The Patriots recently released a roster with a typo. It listed Tom Brady's experience as 20 years and his age as 22.
He looks it.
Hmm. What is Tom's real age?
40.
And question number five, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
41, sorry.
Okay. Dwayne The Rock Johnson married his longtime girlfriend on Sunday in Hawaii. He is 47, she's 34, and they already have 2 daughters together. Who did The Rock play in the cinematic classic Moana?
Come on, Nana, I believe in you.
Oh, I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Justice for Moana.
Cinematic classic.
Those are hard, aren't they, Janet?
They're so much harder when you're on the clock.
I know. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Janet got 1 out of 5.
Suits! Nana suits.
These are tough. Here we go. Question number one.
I don't know.
Melissa Fumero turned 37 yesterday. She plays Detective Amy Santiago on the TV show Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Who plays the lead, Jake Peralta?
Andy Samberg.
1-0. Question number two. 8 years ago today, Kim Kardashian married NBA player Chris Humphries. They were famously only together for a very short time, Kennedy. Was it 23 days, 72, or 100?
72.
2-1. Question number three. Andrew Garfield was the forgettable Spider-Man between Tobey Maguire and Tom Holland. But his on-screen love interest was actually his girlfriend in real life at the time. Who was she?
Don't remember.
Delightful young lady by the name of Emma Stone.
Kennedy. Oh, right.
2-1. Geez. Question number four. The Patriots released a roster with a typo. It listed Tom Brady's experience as 20 years and his age is 22. What is Tom's real age?
42.
Question number five. Dwayne The Rock Johnson married his longtime girlfriend on Sunday in Hawaii. He's 47. She's 34. Who did The Rock play in the cinematic classic Moana?
The big guy with the tattoos.
Maui is the answer you were looking for.
What can I say except you're welcome.
Never seen it.
2-1 is the final score. Kennedy squeaks it out over Nana. I'm sorry, Nana, you don't get the cash. But I have 4 tickets to Lake Compounds, the premier family theme park and water park in New England, and the oldest continuously operating amusement park in North America. So, Nana, you can take the grandkids there on us, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you leave?
I'm Janet from Kingston, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
Throwing stacks in the club.
What a time to be alive.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. Carly is from Easton. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, girl.
Carly is back. It is redemption week all this week for Kempe Kennedy, giving Kennedy a chance to redeem herself after losing to Carly. What was the score when you defeated Kennedy?
5-3 and then 5-5.
Ooh.
Look at you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself a prize. Can't win the cash because you just won the cash.
It's a dope prize, though.
It is a dope prize. Kennedy with 2,875 wins, only 241 losses, and she has now, in fact, stepped into that soundproof studio. Question number one, the Denver Broncos hosted the San Francisco 49ers on ESPN last night for Monday Night Football. Who is the hunky former Patriots quarterback that now plays for the 49ers?
Ah, oh, crap. I love him. Jimmy Garoppolo?
No.
What's the last name again?
Garoppolo?
Question number two. Fred Durst, turning 49 years old today, which band is he known for fronting?
Limp Bizkit.
Question number three. The full cast of Dancing with the Stars will be announced. Is it this morning or tomorrow morning?
I think it's tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning on Good Morning America. Which network does Good Morning America air on?
ABC.
Question number four. After a record-breaking 19 weeks at number one, Old Town Road by Lil Nas X has dropped off the top spot. The new number one song in the country is Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. Which mega pop star, who was Billie's favorite as a kid, hopped on the remix with her?
Crap. Missy Elliott? No, I have no idea.
Question number five. The Boy Meets World cast reunited at a Comic-Con here in Boston. And apparently producer Dan is very upset that he missed it.
Oh my God, you have no idea.
Me too, Dan.
What was the name of Corey's best friend on the show?
Sean.
Do you need the last name, Dan?
I do need the last name. It's a serious thing.
Oh, okay. Sean. No idea.
All right. Sean Garoppolo.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Thank you, Aiden. There's little Aiden, who I think is probably in college at this point. Actually, I think he's going into high school this year.
Wow.
He might be like 14, right?
I don't know.
Wow, how long have you old people been doing this show?
Yeah, we've been doing the show for a minute.
Longer than everybody else who's been doing it.
Right. That is
just going to throw that out there.
I like it, Kennedy. All right, so Carly got 3 out of 5,
okay,
Kennedy.
Okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Question number one, the Denver Broncos hosted San Francisco 49ers on ESPN last night for Monday Night Football. Who is the hunky former Patriots quarterback that now plays for the 49ers?
Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo. Hey, Garoppolo.
Tied at one. Question number two, Fred Durst, 49 today. Which band is he known for fronting?
Limp Bizkit.
Tied at two. Question number three, full cast of Dancing with the Stars will be announced tomorrow morning on GMA. Good Morning America. Which network does GMA air on?
ABC.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. After a record-breaking 19 weeks at number 1, Old Town Road by Lil Nas X has dropped out of the top spot. The new number 1 in the country is Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. Which mega pop star, who was Billie's favorite as a kid, hopped on the remix with her?
With her?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Justin Bieber.
Remember the poster?
Yeah, remember
her.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, I remember.
Question number 5, Boy Meets World, the cast reunited at Comic-Con here in Boston. Apparently, producer Dan very upset that he missed it. What was the name of Corey's best friend on the show?
Gary.
Sean Hunter is the correct
and
name.
And of course, their neighbor, Mr. Feeney.
That one I remember because I lost.
Well, another tie between Carly and Kennedy. I feel like we might have to change the name to Can't Beat Carly. But Kennedy gets the win. You don't get any cash, obviously. But I do have a pair of tickets for you to see the Zac Brown Band on September 1st at Fenway Park. You enjoy that show, okay?
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming back for Redemption Week. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
Hi, my name is Carly from Easton, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Do you creep Kennedy on the down low?
I don't need to creep. They creep me.
Can't beat Kennedy. You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kebby Kennedy, of course, brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. Jackie is from Needham. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
And apparently Jackie's best friend is a dog. What's your dog's name?
Fact.
His name is Blue. He's a German Shepherd.
You're my boy, Stop. Blue.
Yeah.
You beat me to it.
Yeah, I think all three of us were like, all right, who's going to do it first?
Well, Jackie, she's been out shooting craps all night, so you got a good chance.
Hey.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Miss Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you could win yourself $100. Remember, Ty, unfortunately, still a loss for you. Kennedy with 2,875 wins, 241 losses, and she is now over there in that soundproof studio. Cannot hear any of these questions. Question number one, here's something you probably didn't know. Drew Carey was once homeless in Las Vegas. He sold plasma for $40 and looked for spare change to buy boxed mac and cheese. He is now the host of which TV show?
The Price is Right.
Question number two, Shawn Mendes says that he feels like a superhero when he's on stage. What is the name of his new song with Camila Cabello that is currently number two in the country?
Señorita.
Question number three. Congratulations to Tyler Hubbard and his wife Haley on the birth of their second child. Their son Luca Reed was born yesterday in Nashville. Tyler Hubbard is one half of which hugely popular country duo?
Oh, I don't listen to country. The Florida Georgia Line?
Question number four. Rami Malek says he got so famous after Bohemian Rhapsody that he sometimes wears a disguise when he walks around New York City. What was the name of the concert that Queen played at the end of the movie, which is still one of the biggest concerts in history?
Oh, poop. I don't know.
Question number five. Dan is telling me that Draco and Hermione apparently have put their differences aside.
The beef is over.
Because Tom Felton posted pictures teaching Emma Watson how to play guitar. Name the four houses of Hogwarts, please.
Gryffindor, Slytherin. I don't know the other two because I'm not a Harry Potter fan. I'm sorry for everyone out there.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Justice for Hufflepuff.
Always.
All right. That was a pretty good run there for a minute. Kennedy, Jackie got three out of five.
All right.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Here's something you probably didn't know. Drew Carey was once homeless in Las Vegas, and he sold plasma for $40 and looked for spare change to buy boxed mac and cheese. He is now the host of which TV show?
The Price is Right.
1-1. Shawn Mendes says that he feels like a superhero when he's on stage. What is his new song with Camila Cabello that is currently number two in the country?
Señorita.
Tied at two. Question number three. Tyler Hubbard and his wife Haley... congrats to them on the birth of their second child. Tyler Hubbard is one half of which hugely popular country duo?
Florida Georgia Line.
Tied at three. Question number four. Rami Malek says he got so famous after Bohemian Rhapsody that he sometimes wears a disguise when he walks around New York City. What was the name of the concert Queen played at the end of the movie, which is still one of the biggest concerts in history?
Live Aid.
4-3. Question number five. Draco and Hermione have apparently put their differences aside, Kennedy, because Tom Felton posted pictures teaching Emma Watson how to play guitar. Name the four houses of Hogwarts, please.
Okay, so we've got your Gryffindor, your Hufflepuff, your Ravenclaw, and your Slytherin.
That is...
Woo!
10 points to Gryffindor.
Yes! I think I'm a Hufflepuff, really.
Really?
I give up Hufflepuff vibes.
I think I'm a Hufflepuff.
I think I'm a Slytherin.
No.
I think I am.
No.
Barrett, you know, Barrett's reading the book now.
It's and, so good.
Well, he's been fighting me on reading it. And last night he finally said, this is getting pretty good.
The juicy.
They might actually sell a few copies of this. All right, Jackie, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets to see Mary J. Blige and Nas September 1st at the Xfinity Center. That show's coming up. You're going for free. You enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Jackie, and I'm from Needham, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.